Mr. Kish, you looked at the 10Q just earlier, Exhibit 389?
Yes.
Does the SEC require you to report legal actions that are pending?
Yes, generally. So, generally, as a matter of principle, they need to be disclosed.
How many people are employed by Illumina today?
About 200...
Objection. Relevance.
Overruled.
About 215.
How many facilities does Illumina own?
We own one facility here in San Diego.
And are all the Illumina employees shareholders of the company?
All of the employees own stock options, and a large group of employees also own shares outright.
Mr. Pantone just asked you about the company's most recent net worth calculation. I think you said it was $92.4 million. Does that mean the company has all of that money available to it?
No, it does not, unfortunately.
What part of that is available?
Do you have a slide that shows...
Let's put up Exhibit 390. That's not it. Is this the net worth calculation?
Yes.
We haven't marked this yet.
391.
I haven't seen it.
This will be a demonstrative. We need to give Mr. Pantone a copy.
You'll be marking this 391?
391.
Didn't we mark something else 391?
Did we?
In chambers, this would be 392.
Your Honor, if this was prepared just for purposes of examination, I have an objection to it. It's not a business record.
It's just a demonstrative, Your Honor.
You may display it. I don't know that it'll be received in evidence.
If you could please use Exhibit 392 to explain what part of that money is available, please.
So if we look at the top line, it says the total net worth of the company after the judgment is about $90.19 million. So that's the $92 million that we talked about a couple of minutes ago on Exhibit 390, less $2.2 million for the judgment that's been awarded. Now, just like individuals, when you compute your own net worth, if you own a house, let's say that costs $200,000, and you have a mortgage on it that's $150,000, your net worth is $50,000, at least relating to that house. But that's not necessarily available or liquid to you, because you would have to sell the house in order to obtain that piece of net worth that's represented by it. So companies are in exactly the same situation. Instead of a house, we have a building that we house our people in, and we have, instead of furnishings and furniture, we have equipment and other assets, and the total of all of those, as shown on Exhibit 390, is $49.4 million. However, again, comparable to an individual situation, we have a mortgage on that building, and that's again, as per Exhibit 390, $25.96 million. So the net worth that's related to that building, and that's not available to us unless we sell that building, and therefore close down our operations, is $23.45 million. So, another way of thinking about it is that that amount of expenses that we incur every quarter is about $10 million. So every quarter, we roll $10 million off of that net worth amount.
So is Illumina's net worth today higher or lower than it was at the end of the first quarter of the year?
It's about $9 million lower. It would have been $99 million, but it's $90 million.
Is Illumina profitable?
No. Illumina is too early in its development stage to be profitable. Last year we lost $25 million. This year we've lost in the first 6 months of the year $17 million, plus the $2 million verdict, so that's $19 million. So we're on our way to about a $35 million loss for this year, $10 million more than last year.
Sounds pretty bad. Is that unusual for a startup company?
Objection. Leading.
Just an observation.
It's actually very typical for a startup company. Startups, especially high-tech startups, require tens of millions, and usually a couple $100 million of investment and spending before their products are developed and launched in the marketplace. So, it's very typical that, obviously, they will be spending all that money without any revenues, and every quarter they'll have losses that are like this.
Does the company have any money coming in?
We have a small amount of revenues coming in. For example, in the first 6 months of this year, our total revenues were about $3 million, $3.2 million actually. But that is, of course, substantially smaller than the $20 to $22 million of expenses that we incurred during the first 6 months of this year.
Where does the revenue come from?
So our revenue, the larger part of our revenue, has been from government grants. If we go back to the beginning of the company, 1998, about 4 years ago, and look over that four-year time frame, we've earned about $4.7 million of government grants since that time. We've also had some sales of products and services, but it's been much less than that. We've had sales during, again, that four-year time period of about $2.8 million of products and services. Now, we, of course, have to manufacture those products before we can sell them, so you have a cost of doing that, which is $1.5 million. So if I subtract that from the $2.8 million, the amount, total amount, of net revenue the company has earned since its inception is only a little more than $1 million.
Since its inception, it's only a little more than $1 million? Based on this current...
Objection. Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Actually, it's a publicly disclosed disclosure made in the first quarter 10-Q. We indicated there, as is required by the SEC, to make statements about the adequacy of our capital. And in that report, we said that at that time we had sufficient capital to operate for about 24 months. It is now, of course, 3 months later than that, so we're down to 21 months. And then we have to add the, or subtract, if you will, the value of the judgment, which will reduce that time further.
I think you said the entire net revenue is a little over $1 million. So how does the award of $2.2 million affect Illumina's operations?
Well, it's a very substantial penalty to the company. If you again think about it from an individual standpoint or a family standpoint, you might not have a steady income stream. We would act just in the same way. We live on a very tight budget, and to the extent that we have unexpected expenses, we have to find some other way of reducing some other expenses to make up for that. To put this in perspective a little bit, $2.2 million represents the salaries of about 30 people at Illumina at our average salary rate. And that's about 15% of our total employees. So what that means is that going forward, since from a corporation standpoint, the most controllable cost we have is people, that we will not be able to have on board all the people that we would like or need to develop our products or to commercialize them. So that could have some dire consequences. If we fail to commercialize our products in time to beat our competitors, then we would fail as a company. And of course, that would mean laying off most, if not all, of our employees.
So are there any other impacts on the company as far as the award?
Yes, there have been. As I indicated, it's a very large number, and we, of course, did not have the ability to hear, if you will, the jury's thinking as they went through the deliberation process. But we clearly saw the result. You voted 12-0 against the company. You awarded a significant penalty to the company. And so we've clearly come to understand the significance of that award.
Objection and move to strike, Your Honor.
Motion to strike is granted. I think you might be opening up something you don't want to open up.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I'd like an instruction to the jury that the first phase of the trial was not a penalty, it was compensatory damages, in light of what Mr. Kish just said.
As far as Mr. Kish's remarks about the first phase of the case, and just disregard those remarks. I don't mean to fault him, but it really wasn't proper evidence in this case. Just disregard those remarks.